This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so a lot of us get pulled over. I get pulled over quite a lot, and I don't mean to. You know, I'll tell you what it is. It's not that I'm speeding and in a hurry. A lot of times when I get pulled over, because I just recently got pulled over again, it's because, so I have the music on in my car, and I probably really shouldn't admit this because we got to talk about how to get out of a speed ticket, but you guys need to understand me, okay? So, you know how a lot of us will be in the shower and we'll accept an Academy Award, you know, we'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, thank you, I'm so glad Lord of the Rings casted me, you know, opposite Viggo Mortensen, and you guys gave me Best Actress, you know, okay? And I've won tons of Academy Awards in the shower. All right, so I've already kind of been through that. So there's only not a lot of Academy Awards left to win because I already have like three. And they're in the form of shampoo bottles that are conditioners. But these are trophies and Oscar awards that I've won in my mind. Now, when it comes to my car, and my biggest like little fantasies that go on in my mind is, you know, I'm like a singer, and I got, like, right, music videos, and maybe I'm at the Grammys or whatever, and everyone's like, oh my God, Dr. Dahlia, yeah. Well, no, they're probably going to call me Dr. Dahlia, it's just like Dahlia, right? I was going to be this rock star. I was going to be a female rock star, not like Joan Jett. I was going to be, God, what was I going to be? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter what I wanted to be, because it's not happening, but I like to listen to a lot of rock. I like to listen to a lot of I like to sing guy rock because I guess it's in my my octave range, my range. You know, so I'll sing Billy Squire or Def Leppard or whatever. And or I'll have like dance music going on, right? You know, like, you know, Bruno Mars, or I'll have like some Janet Jackson or something like that playing in the background, right? And I'll be dancing and whatever in the car, okay? So, music's loud, I'm singing, I'm hitting the notes. There's no evidence, there's unfortunately no witnesses, but I'm hitting the notes, and I'm making the moves, and I'm just dancing forever. Apparently, I keep hitting the gas pedal. So I keep hitting the gas pedal. So I get pulled over, and it wasn't a motorcycle cop, so maybe that was my advantage. Cause the motorcycle cops, those are kinda tough. If I get a ticket, I usually get it from the motorcycle cop. But, I love police officers. I love them so much. I really do. In fact, that's a whole other fantasy we could talk about on another time. But I get why they have to pull you over. I just don't want the ticket, and I'm even more afraid of my husband's response, right? Because he doesn't like when I get a ticket. So, you know, the first thing you do when you get pulled over is, well, one is have all your stuff ready. Okay, I mean, you know, don't bury your license and your registration and all that, you know, kind of have everything, you know, good to go. But, and it should only take you 2 seconds to go into the glove box and grab that. If you look like you're fumbling around, it could look like you're going to get a gun or something like that. So you want to make sure you hit it and you're ready. And then immediately put your hands on 10 and 2 of the car. Roll down the window, have it at 10 and 2, and just be like, oh, hi. Do not flirt. Okay, yes, I got out of a lot of tickets in my 20s. But I'm not in my 20s anymore. And there's a chance that the cop could actually be younger than me. And the last thing he wants is to be flirted with somebody that reminds him of his mother. So you don't flirt. Because the other thing, too, is they don't want to be accused of giving into that. Okay? And so for me, it's kind of a no-brainer. There's only nothing to flirt with, right? Don't try to be sexy. None of this Cannonball Run stuff, right? Just kind of sit there and, you know, be, oh, hi, officer. All right. Then, you know, don't argue. I wasn't speeding. Okay, be honest. Be truthful. Remember I told you guys I was on my way to my mammogram? And I got out of that ticket, too. I got out of that ticket. Because I was like, look, I'm sorry. I got to go for my mammogram. And my husband's late. And he's taking a picture of me getting my mammogram, even though you're not going to see my boobie. Because, you know, we're just kind of trying to show women that it's important to do mammograms. And, you know, the mammograms hurt. And they, you know, anyway, talk about how mammogram has to go all the way down. And, you know, that's probably why the gas pedal kept getting hit, because it wasn't my feet. All right? You know, so anyway, I got out of that ticket. So with this one, this is the trick, okay? Ask for a warning. You're going to get something. If somebody's going to pull you over and they took the time because you were stupid, okay? You get something, but then why don't you be in control and ask for what you get? So I was honest. I'm like, I'm sorry. I've listened to this. I was like, and I was like, ah, it's like, everybody wants, and I like singing. That's what I was doing. And I hit the gas. I shouldn't have done it. I'm so sorry. I really deserve a warning. I really deserve a warning. Now, don't be doing that. Oh, I was a bad girl type of thing. Don't be doing that stuff. Just go, you were right to pull me over, and I should be warned. Should I get a ticket? No, because I know what I did wrong, and I'm not going to listen to, you know, that station anymore, or I'm going to change my playlist. And he was like, okay, just slow it down. And that was it. That was it. Oh, my God. I was like, really? Now, no, I didn't name drop. It's only that, you know, what am I going to do? So it was that simple. Now, maybe it's because he got called because there was some shooting. I think we just had a road rage shooting. But there's like road rage. We got to talk about road rage also. So I'm not exactly sure what the hell happened there. But he let me go. So verbal warnings are the key to do it. Again, be cool, be appreciative, and, you know, don't just also overly kiss up, you know, because a lot of times I'm like, oh my gosh, I love police officers, and, you know, thank you for what you do, you know, to this country, and thank you for keeping me safe, and, you know, you are saving the pedestrians. They don't want to hear all that. They want to know that you're respecting them. They want to know that you're going to slow it down, you're not going to kill somebody, and they want to know, you just be humble. But they also want to be safe. Like a lot of mistakes I hear, a lot of my cop friends say, don't be trying to stare them down in your rearview mirror, or don't be trying to watch them. Okay, look straight ahead. Like, okay, you know, you want to watch a cop. I'd love to watch a police officer. You know, it's kind of sexy. But no, don't be sitting there trying to, you know, stare them down. Make sure the windows are open. If you can even roll down the back windows, that's cool too, so then they know there's nobody in the back that's going to hurt them, because cops are getting shot all the time. But play it cool, play it safe, and ask for that warning. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of men ask about testosterone. And I don't blame you. I mean, I am noticing my estrogen drop. My estrogen has dropped a lot. And, I mean, not that my ovaries were ever fully functional. I mean, thank God I've had two kids and all that. You know, but I just don't seem to be as feminine as I would have liked. You know, I have the deeper voice. I got the broad shoulders. And that's just me. I mean, I'm not saying there's, you know, stereotypes about how women should look. But, you know, the ideal female physique, you know, I was curvy. Yeah, but, you know, I didn't look like Taylor Swift or a, you know, Jessica Alba or anything like that. So, you know, I've needed additional estrogen, and I love it. I love it. So men, when they start to lose some energy or muscle mass or sex drive, they may want to turn to testosterone. Well, we have a study now that says that men taking testosterone during middle age may be 21% more likely to have a heart attack or stroke. This is not the first time we've heard this, but this is one of the first studies to say that this could happen within the first 2 years. Now, it's a small study, not super small. They looked at 15,400 men in the UK. And they found that testosterone replacement therapy could lead to life-threatening heart problems within the first 2 years of use. Now, many people have said that the risks of testosterone outweigh the benefits. I'm torn. Because if you're low in something, whether you're low in thyroid, low in insulin, low in vitamin D, low in B12, low in serotonin, low in estrogen, low in testosterone, it should be fairly safe to replace. What I'm worried about is the people that take it when they aren't that low. The only thing is I don't think this study looked at the people who were just doing it to bodybuild. McGill University of Montreal analyzed a large database of electronic medical records of patients enrolled in GP practices in the UK, so family medicine practices or primary care. And the participants were all over 45. And it appears they all had low testosterone levels. So these were true medically low testosterone. They call it hypogonadism. I'd rather just call it low testosterone. But hypogonadism is when you have low testosterone. They said users of this had a 21% greater risk of cardiovascular events compared to non-users, especially stroke, the ischemic stroke, transient ischemic attack, which is kind of like a mini stroke, or a heart attack. Now, if they were strictly, if the study group, and this is really important for you guys, if the study group was strictly looking at diagnoses in the medical records, hypogonadism might be used even if your testosterone levels aren't low. So what I want to know with this study, and I don't know if it dissects it out, is were some of these men kind of okay with their levels? And did they overshoot? Or did every one of these men, all 15,000, have clinically significant low testosterone? Because then the next question I have is well, is that the process that's making the heart attack and the stroke, etc.? So there was a gentleman in my family who had low testosterone. He ended up starting to have diabetes, and he ends up dying of a heart attack. Was it the testosterone that gave him the heart attack? Probably not. It was probably the diabetes or the medical condition that causes testosterone to drop that put him at risk for the heart attack. So you guys need to take this with a grain of salt. Now, I told you guys years ago, this was about 10 years ago, that men don't always go through menopause. Men's testosterone may drop, but it's not normal to drop super low. You see what I mean? So you know how women, their estrogen hits the floor. All right, so we could supplement or we could not supplement. With men, if a man's testosterone is low, before a doctor lazily goes, oh, well, it's just male menopause, they need to stop and identify why it's low. And somebody who starts to slow down making their testosterone might have issues with blood flow, might have arteriosclerotic disease, might have cardiovascular disease, you know, might have diabetes. So how I look at this is, oh, yeah, so apparently there was 128 extra heart attacks or strokes in the group that took the testosterone versus the other. So of those 15,000 with low testosterone, 128 got heart attacks. Well, maybe it's because they were, you know, at risk to begin with. So testosterone replacement therapy prescriptions have increased by 90%, threefold in the United States from 2001 to 2011. And low T is now one of the biggest, most popular diagnoses. And I think the reason why this got so popular is, again, because of Viagra. So Viagra comes out in the 90s, and everybody's like, "Ooh, yay, yay, Viagra." But a lot of the guys didn't want to go in for a prescription. We talked about this. So wives were coming in asking for Viagra for their husbands. And we were like, no, because we got to check their heart. If you have a blood flow problem to the penis and, you know, to the genitals, there's a good chance you also have a blood flow problem to the heart. So we got to make sure you don't have arteriosclerotic disease or cardiovascular disease. So arteriosclerosis, I should say. So then the men had to come in, and the men were embarrassed. I don't blame them. Because they have to come to the doctor and go, "Look, you know, I have erectile dysfunction." And we're like, nothing to be embarrassed about. And Viagra and then Cialis and Levitra changed the conversation and changed the landscape that men had in terms of being embarrassed about something to, yeah, I want Viagra. And we gave men an out saying they could ask to enhance. So, you know, I have some friends and I've asked them, I go, "Have you had to have Viagra yet?" You know, because, I mean, I got to start being on estrogen. You know, "Have you guys needed Viagra?" So the first thing they say was, "None of your guys are in business." And I'm like, "I just told you about my estrogen problem." And they're like, "Well, we didn't want to know that." I'm like, "Okay, well, now you have to share." So some of them have said, "Well, actually, yeah, but they don't necessarily need it. They do it to enhance." And I'm like, "Okay, good. So you see, we give you guys an out. You can now go to the doctor and ask for an erectile dysfunction drug to enhance and try to not over enhance if you're fine, but to, you know, you're starting to notice a little bit of a change. Okay, that's fine." And again, nothing to be embarrassed about. That's just a part of aging. It's normal. So, but the problem is then, in the 20s, people in their 20s, 30s were asking for it. And I'm like, "Dude, you're 25. Do you really have erectile dysfunction?" No, we won't try it. My girlfriend wants me to try it. So then people are trying to get this prescription. I'm like, "It's like $1 a pill. It's got, or was it $10 a pill?" I remember it was really expensive. I think at the beginning it was like $10 a pill, and then later it went down to $1 a pill. I'm like, still, that's a lot of money. So then doctors are like, "Well, look, if you do have erectile dysfunction, we need to figure out why." So we check the heart, but then we also check the testosterone. When we look at your testosterone level, we start seeing that you're kind of floating in the low 400s, 300s, 200s, whereas some of your colleagues are in the 800s. We're like, "You know what? I wonder if your testosterone is low." And so a lot of men, rather than having the erectile dysfunction diagnosis in their chart, they got the hypogonadism. So they're saying that the study looked at men with low testosterone levels due to aging and not because of liver, kidney disease, or autoimmune disease. But I think that there are other things that could trigger your testosterone being low. So if I would recommend men, when they get a physical, to get their testosterone level. Now, I don't think insurance pays for it. I don't think that's a part of the ACA physical that you get. So you might have to pay extra. But if your testosterone is low, it's not that I want you to get therapy, extra hormones, is because that might trigger signal that something else is going on and you might be more at risk for a heart attack later. So according to Dr. Crystal Renaud, who led the research, they said that we strongly recommend that clinicians proceed with caution when considering prescribing TRT and first discuss both the potential benefits and risks. So what are some risks? Well, you can get acne. They even said sometimes it can lower your sperm count. You could be more at risk for blood clots. They say you could actually shrink the testicles. And I guess the reason why is your body is sensing, "Oh, I have all this extra testosterone, so I don't really need the testicles to work as much." For some men, they may get breast increase. And then, of course, the increase of risk of heart attack and stroke. But for other people, getting the testosterone may help their bone mass, may help their muscle mass. They may want to exercise more. That may want to help their sex drive. They may feel better. And if you feel better, you may exercise more. So I'm torn. I'm a fan of being supplemented when you're low. But we need to figure out why you're low. Like low vitamin D. People are like, "Well, I have low vitamin D, so I'm taking vitamin D." Yeah, well, is it because you're not in the sun, or is it because you have a parathyroid issue? 1-877-DR-DALI.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Who hasn't heard these words?
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Half a century ago today, Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong makes history as the first human to touch the moon's surface. Speaking to reporters at the White House after a meeting with Apollo 11 astronauts, President Trump was asked about Boris Johnson being the leading candidate for UK Prime Minister.
I think Boris will straighten it out. I like Boris Johnson. I always have. He's a different kind of a guy, but they say I'm a different kind of a guy, too. We get along well. I think we'll have a very good relationship.
Trump also saying outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May did a bad job with the Brexit disaster. Trump voicing confidence that Johnson would fix the situation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So here's another medical study that I'm sure a lot of you guys are not going to like. People with arthritis are more likely to die of heart disease. And I know you guys hate hearing about these. I hate reporting them, but there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, okay, that we'll talk about. So why would people with arthritis be more likely to die of heart disease? Okay, well, it sounds like a no-brainer, okay? Most of us get arthritis as we age, right? And the number one killer of humans is heart disease. So it should be that simple. But this study brought up a different twist on it. They said if you have arthritis, you have joint pain. And if you have joint pain, you're not going to want to exercise. So if you don't exercise, you don't keep your weight under control or keep the heart active. And that puts you more risk for heart disease. Now, if you have arthritis, anywhere from 9 to 11 years, that will raise the risk of you dying prematurely by 16% compared to the general population. Then, arthritis in and of itself is inflammatory. So you having this inflammatory state could also trigger cardiovascular disease. So, okay, let's talk about arthritis. All right? Millions of us have arthritis, and there's tons of different types of arthritis. The most common is the osteoarthritis. The osteoarthritis is the wear and tear, where you have the bones kind of wearing down the cartilage, and the cartilage is kind of the shock absorber. It's kind of like the pillow. I call it the almohado adentro los huesos. So sometimes when I try to describe cartilage, it's like the pillow between the bones. And it's supposed to allow less friction. The cartilage wears down. It's really, I think, almost impossible to grow back. So when the bones feel friction, as a defensive mechanism, they grow more bones. Well, the more bone growth, the more friction. So we get clicking and popping and snapping and pain. Now, why do we have pain? Well, your body senses that something's injured or senses that something's not right. And so it tries to fill in the blank. So if you have cartilage tears or a tendon tear or something, your body's going to try to fill it up with fluid to try to prevent you from injuring it more. So you'll have less future injury. That's why whenever you sprain your ankle, you can't bend it. It swells up because your body's trying to protect it. The problem is those inflammatories, the inflammatory synovial fluid and all the inflammatory agents that are there, those also cause more wear and tear and more arthritis. So that's why when some people have arthritis, they go, I don't get the clicking, but I always get the swelling. So arthritis means itis of arth, or inflammation of the joint. Just like tonsillitis is itis of the tonsils, inflammation of the tonsils, vaginitis, an infection of the vagina, colitis, infection of the colon, or not even infection, but inflammation. And then arthritis, inflammation of the arth, or joint. Now, osteo is the most common. You also have rheumatoid arthritis. There's also gouty arthritis, for those of you with gout. There's septic arthritis, if you get an infection. So any of these things that cause an inflammation of the joint, we'll get the term arthritis, then we have to designate it as such. Now, in this particular group, researchers were at Lund University in Sweden, and they studied 469,000 people living in Skane between 45 and 84 years old at the start of the study in 2003. Now, the group included 16,000 patients with knee arthritis, 9,000 with hip arthritis, 4,000 with wrist arthritis, and 5,500 with other forms. Knee and hip are kind of the most common because we walk all the time. My knees and hips are shot, you know, because all the running and exercise I did. But moving, running, and exercising will also help lubricate the joints. Inactivity can sometimes make it worse. So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, does my body not want me to move it to protect it, or do I move it to help heal? So lead author Professor Martin Englund and his colleagues looked at the cause of death for all participants between 2004 and 2014, because all these people were diagnosed pre-2003. And then they compared this to people in the general population. And they found that for every 100,000 people who had osteoarthritis, for 9 to 11 years, 40 more died of cardiovascular diseases per year. Now, it didn't really go into too much detail or even investigation as to why. Was it the inflammatory factors that caused the heart to inflame? Was it because they only exercised 5 minutes a day versus 50? But we do know that inflammation causes heart disease, and lack of exercise does too. Previous research has found that if you have RA, or rheumatoid arthritis, that could also put you at risk for heart disease. They say 50% of premature deaths in people with rheumatic or rheumatoid arthritis, 50% of premature deaths are because of cardiac. And they it didn't have anything to do with high blood pressure, diabetes, or smoking. So what does that mean for you or I? Because we have arthritis. And we're going to have cytokines and immune system proteins that cause inflammation. We might start getting plaques around blood vessels. Some of them can travel. So, you know, when I was a kid, my mom said, you know, don't run. You're going to wreck your knees and your hips. And I was like, Mom, you don't know what you're talking about. I feel fine. Well, she was right. I hate proving my mom right. I really do. I really do. I used to argue with her all the time. Well, not argue. I just used to disbelieve. And so I think a lot of my arthritis was because I would be running on asphalt or running on, you know, sidewalk and, you know, the shock, you know, not a lot of shock absorbency when, you know, you're running out there on the street. And then I would run up hills, I'd run in the snow, I would ski, I'd fall when I would ski. And so that just starts to cause wear and tear. Now, luckily I haven't needed surgery, but things get stiff. Now, I can tell you firsthand that the more I exercise, the better I feel. If I hurt too much, you can't do it. I mean, I can't do a treadmill with an incline if my hip is bothering me. But then I'll do other exercise. And then once I feel better, boom, I get back on that treadmill. But I notice, like right now, I feel really stiff. We're supposed to be getting rain soon. I know we got this big heat wave coming up. There's supposed to be rain soon or something. And so I always start to feel that, you know, the barometer change makes you feel, you just pick it up in your joints. And so I'm feeling achy, so my guess is the humidity is going to change. And so the first thing I need to do is get out there and move. Now, us not moving is the key to this study and to a lot of things. Okay, we need to be active. And I'm not saying you have to run a marathon and stress your heart and have it beat at 180, you know, 80 beats a minute for an hour. I'm not saying to do that. But what you do need to do is make sure that you always have exercise a part of your day. And a lot of you don't. A lot of you guys are truck drivers. We got a lot of truckers that listen to the show, and God bless you guys. But you're like, look, if I'm on the road 14 hours a day, 12, 14 hours, they got these restrictions now. How do I stop at exercise? I got a time crunch. And you don't have the typical 9-to-5 like some people get. I've never had a 9-to-5 job, so I get you. So, you know, I say, well, then fine. You know what you need to do? You know, every hour, pull over for 5 minutes and walk around the truck. Or suck in your stomach while you're driving. Or tap your legs. Maybe not to the music so you don't get a ticket. Or try to exercise your arm. I know it's kind of hard to do in the cab. But bring maybe a 10, 15-pound weight. And while you're driving with one arm, use the weight, flip it around. But, I mean, you're going to have to move. You know, a lot of us are at a desk, and we have to be at a desk all day long. And, you know, we tell employers, oh, let everybody get up and stretch. And the employer's like, look, you have breaks. You get two breaks every, you know, you got a break every 4 hours. Use that. But the problem is you got to pee, or you have to make a phone call. You can't exercise. You go all day without exercising. You come home, you're exhausted. So you're going to have to do something at your seat. I don't care if it's kegeling. I don't care if it's butt crunching. I don't care if it's tapping your legs. I always tell everybody, I'm not nervous. I mean, I do it on, you know, I'm just moving, keeping moving. And that's what you got to do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I got to talk to you guys about this story. This is pretty, pretty frightening. And any of you guys that have kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews, you need to have a talk with them. So apparently, this is being described by the Huffington Post. There was a girl that I believe ran a chat room. It had teens and young adults from anywhere from California to Tennessee to Massachusetts. They didn't really know each other independently, but they were brought together by 17-year-old Bianca Devins. Now, she was a teenager from Utica, New York. And she made this chat room and started to have a huge following, all right? She had never met most of these friends, but I guess they became close. And they would gather on her server on Discord. I guess Discord is a messaging app for gamers. So you could talk about crime, cryptozoology, you could play Minecraft, you could do whatever. Okay? From what I understand, she was tall, slim, pretty, right? And she was very artistic. Her teacher, Albert Shaw, said she stood out as a naturally gifted artist. Whatever she did, it was amazing. It was always the best in the class. It's pretty remarkable. And online, she had a lot of creativity. She would send her online friends these homemade videos set to music. She would do these artistic selfies with quirky compositions. She would use these filters to have skulls and bats and things like that or whatever. And she wanted to get a degree in psychology because she wanted to help adolescents with mental illness because she had struggled with it herself. She was going to go to Mohawk Valley Community College in the fall. So 2 weeks after high school graduation, she went to New York City because she wanted to see Nicole Dahlinger. Sorry, I don't really know a lot of the newer artists. I apologize. And I guess this is an artist that attracted her because she, you know, sings about self-harm, depression, things like that. And so Bianca decided to invite a bunch of people from that chat group. Only one went, Brandon Clark. He's 21 years old. So they went to the show. They drove several hours there and back again. Now, Clark was one of her friends on the chat room. He lived an hour from her. He would post about, you know, murder, suicide, and weird stuff, according to Bianca's friend Jared. And none of her online friends actually use her real names because they were afraid of internet harassment or whatever. And I guess Jared, her friend, lives in a small town in Utah. So he wanted to know how the concert went. So he logs on. He's in Utah. They were friends online or whatever, right? Wants to see how it went with Bianca and Brandon. What was posted 15 minutes earlier was her dead body. You could tell she was dead. She had injuries, extensive injuries, and just lying there. And the image was posted by this quote-unquote Clark guy, saying, sorry, blinkers, you're going to have to find someone else to orbit. Now, on his own social media accounts, this guy, Clark, was busy telling a story, wanting to get exposure, like uploading pictures of himself and the body. He also declared intention to kill himself. They say as police arrived to apprehend him on a schedule in a secluded street in Utica, he continued to snap pictures and post them online. And he left a message at the scene saying, may you never forget me. This was painted on the pavement. So I think all these pictures have been taken down. But here you have a girl that didn't just meet somebody, you know, like a lot of people do, hook up minutes later. She might have had this chat room for a long time. And you start to talk to people. And you get to know them. I mean, I have Facebook friends. I've never met them in real life. But we have communicated on Facebook for years. You get a false sense of security with that. So I go, that person's fine. Oh, that person's fine. Sometimes you got to stop and go, wait a second. Okay, you know, why are they stalking me? But you could tell the stalkers sometimes from the non-stalkers when they're blatant. So there's some of them where it's just weird. I mean, they're always posting. They're always messaging. They're always, okay, it's a little awkward. All right. But then you have others where, you know, what they it looks like they're just responding and they're just connecting. And since you guys are now starting to get a history because they remember old posts or, you know, you were both in an earthquake or a fire or whatever, you start to get this relationship. And I remember running into somebody going, oh my gosh, hi. I'm like, who are you? I'm the one off. And I was like, oh my God. Yet, you know, your body is picking up that they're a complete stranger. And then you're like, oh, yeah. You know, but you don't know them. And so these kids, they go to school. Maybe they have school clubs. Maybe they have sports. But a lot of them, they, you know, their homework is online, their task assignments are online, and so their social life is online. And at some point, I think some of these kids abandon all common sense when it comes to stranger danger. And these online predators know exactly how to act like normal, run-of-the-mill, easygoing kids. So police have not yet declared a motive in the killing. Very few details have been publicly released. According to a chat log, she told a friend she had met up with another guy she was interested in, kissed him in front of Clark. It made him mad. And I guess they both left Transpicos, which is a small music venue, coffee shop in Queens. Late in the evening, they took a four-hour drive back to go back to Utica, New York. They don't know what route it took. But apparently she was dead. So you need to know what your kids, nieces and nephews, grandkids are doing. And you need to guide them. And they're going to say, no, you know, I know this person. Because they're going to, you know, and they're going to argue with you. You know, a big thing that used to scare me during my dating years was, you know, going on a date with somebody who could turn around and kill you. You know, growing up, you heard of these stories where roommates would kill their roommates. Or, you know, a date, you would go on a date, think you know them, and they would rape and kill, murder you. And so you kind of have this fear. Then I think people started jumping into Ubers. There began to be this more of this trust. Wasn't there a meme that went around saying, you know, in the 90s, we were told to never get into a stranger's car. Or never talk to strangers, never get into a stranger's car. And now, you know, we're just chatting with people online and we're jumping into Ubers and Lyfts and things like that. And, you know, there was that one case that happened earlier this year where, you know, she thought it was an Uber. The girl went into a car and it just ended up being a murderer. So what we need to do in a very, very unfortunate, pessimist, you know, negative sounding way is we need to scare the hell out of these kids. And have them always aware. You know, many of you guys are noticing that you don't really see my kids much anymore. So you think I'm not hanging out with them. I am. I'm hanging out with them all the time. It's just they do not want me posting their pictures online. And I respect that. They don't want people watching them. They don't want people studying them. So apparently they got that talk. And they know that there are some real weirdos out there. And the boys are just as much at risk as the girls. So don't be fooled. That's frightening. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. When we come back, curse words and how they could be healthy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.